Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Shailja Bajpai, our reader's editor in the column Telescope, wrote an article titled "Mil Gaye Baba in Gyanvapi Case, News TV Shows Which Site It's On and It's Not News." This is Tenzin Zomba, and in today's episode, I bring to you the podcast version of this article. Here's a thought. Maybe TV news channels ought to take a long, hard look at how they've been covering the Gyanvapi issue. Advocate Commissioner Ajay Mishra was summarily withdrawn from any further role in the matter by a Varanasi court because his videographer allegedly leaked footage and images of the Gyanvapi survey to the media. Shouldn't the media have vetted the visuals that became available instead of simply telecasting them? Should news channels have broadcast claims of the Hindu site such as Baba Mil Gaya, Zee News, "We have found what we are hoping for, thanks Nav Bharat," Shivling found NDTV 24/7, or running hashtags of their own like Baba Mil Gaya Republic TV, Gyanvapi Truth Files India Today, Times Now Republic TV, and declaring there was irrefutable proof of a temple inside the Gyanvapi, besides hosting debates such as Shivling found inside Gyanvapi? Is this a victory for Hindus, Times Now? What about making celebrity statements such as "Bum Bum Bole Varanasi, News 24"? Does this amount to prejudice? How is it that news channels can use unverified video footage and photographs to support certain claims, and for Republic TV anchor Arnab Goswami to say that in the video the Shivling is clear, after shrugging off any impropriety in the leak of the videos, saying dismissively, and I quote, "The video has come out. Now people may say, why has the video come out? It should not have come out," unquote. Wasn't it the Varanasi court which was anguished over this? Since Monday 16 May afternoon, we have been treated to a 360-degree view of a circular structure. This is reportedly a fountain inside Gyanvapi, with water, without water, but is now being identified as a Shivling. We are being shown photographs purportedly of walls of the Gyanvapi with signposts to point out reported carvings of Hindu gods, Times Now, or the temple structure, Aaj Tak. We are informed that the Hindu site says there are a lot of Hindu symbols inside Gyanvapi, even a Ganesh statue, India TV. We have seen innumerable interviews with Hindus, sages, scholars, mahants and citizens outside Gyanvapi, all of whom have given us gyan that this is a temple, that there is a Shivling inside Gyanvapi, etc. TV news channels use repetition to hammer home a point. If you keep repeating something, it becomes the truth. Thus, the constant telecast of the Shivling and the inside of Gyanvapi, the numerous interviews, make viewers believe that this is Gyanvapi ka sach, News 24. It may or may not be the truth. If there is such a thing in architectural history of monuments that have been raised and then raised for centuries, but that's not the point. It is not for TV news channels to decide. TV anchors and reporters sanctimoniously said Monday and Tuesday that the courts will be the final word on the dispute, but meanwhile they do everything to influence viewers. This is increasingly dangerous territory, as India Today reported Tuesday there are other Mandir Masjid disputes in Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, West Bengal besides Uttar Pradesh. Will there be demands to open them up too? Will we begin to see videos of their fountains? Will each of them become a full-blown Hindu-Muslim controversy that plays out on television, inciting both sides? That's another worrying aspect of Gyanvapi. Till recently, it was an unwritten convention that an individual's religion and caste should not be identified in the media unless absolutely necessary. Petitioners were identified as petitioners and respondents as respondents. Now we hear and read the Hindu side and the Muslim side. Hindus say this and Muslims say that. Perhaps this is a long overdue simplification. There is no hiding from the nature of the conflict. But is war over worship taking over India, India Today? Do news channels even begin to think about such implications of their telecast? Certainly, the lines that divide people are being deepened. The killing of a man in Barmula, Jammu and Kashmir, was described by Republic TV as, and I quote, "Hindu killed in valley." India Today had described the same incident differently, Rajouri resident killed. The habit of television news to promote a certain perception doesn't always achieve the desired effect. For instance, during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's brief visit to Nepal Monday, reporters' efforts to feel the josh fell rather flat. On the streets of Lumbini en route to the Mahadevi temple where the Prime Minister was to offer prayers, reporters mingled with schoolgirls who lined the streets to welcome him. The India TV reporters said that they were very excited to see the Prime Minister, but the girls simply stared at him or at the road blankly. The Z News reporter claimed there was excitement written all over their faces, but all we could see were expressionless faces. Reporters from channels like Aaj Tak, Z News, ABP News, India TV repeatedly asked the students, quote, "Did you see Prime Minister?" And they replied bluntly, "Yes." "Achha laga," reporters asked again and again. "Ha, achha laga," came the reply each time. Really pressed by some reporters, a few girls added an adverb, "Bahut achha laga." Reporters are not the only ones to have their words or actions boomerang. Remember yesterday's media stars Navneet and Ravi Rana? They were charged, jailed, and subsequently released after they had threatened to recite Hanuman Chalisa outside the home of Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray. In public and in the media, they were pakka Hanuman ji ke bhakt. But when Times Now Nav Bharat anchor Navika Kumar asked Navdeep in an interview how Hanuman got his name, she looked nonplussed. Clearly, she didn't know the answer. All she could do was smile all her lovely teeth. Ouch. Thank you so much for listening to The Print Pod. We will be soon back with another episode.